is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Jefferson County spent millions of dollars in legal costs in its Chapter 9 bankruptcy, including more than $300,000 in fees for public relations. Some commissioners said they didn't learn about it until this week. Plus, the future of Birmingham-based law firm Haskell, Slaughter & Young remains uncertain. Here now to discuss these issues and more is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, what did we get for that $300,000?
A lot of perfume for a pig. I got a press release one time. I mean, that's a lot of us in the media are sort of scratching our heads as what exactly did they pay $300,000 for. Now, at least $65,000 of that seems to have gone to advertising for the changes that were made at Cooper Green when the county closed down the hospital and turned it into an outpatient clinic. Rick Journey, who is a former TV personality in Birmingham and is one of the people who's paid this money, said that people saw those issues as related, whether they were or they weren't. So they had to buy advertising to inform the public, you know, that this was important to the mission of the county.
And why are the commissioners finding out about this now?
Well, I mean, they should have found out about it on the day that the bankruptcy was confirmed. I mean, these fees were included in a packet that was put before the bankruptcy court, but they were included in the bankruptcy fees. They were sort of those line items. This never appeared before the commission. It was never explained to the commission, to the full commission, what exactly they were paying for. This was just somewhere down in the package, like the undercoat on your car is when you go to a car lot.
Switching gears here, Kyle, for those who have never heard of the Birmingham-based law firm Haskell, Slaughter & Young, who are they and why do we care?
Haskell, Slaughter & Young has been one of Alabama's more politically connected law firms. They do a tremendous amount of work, bond work for cities and counties, and their perhaps most notorious client was Jefferson County. They sort of put their good housekeeping seal of approval on a lot of the bond deals and the debt structure that imploded so dramatically in 2008.
And so with the uncertainty with the law firm's future, what happens to their clients now?
Well, first, I mean, they have 10 lawyers who are now leaving the firm. That includes one of their nameplate lawyers. It used to be Haskell, Slaughter, Young, and Redeker. Mike Redeker and 9 other lawyers are going to this other firm, this Florida-based firm. And those clients of theirs will get a notice. They'll say, okay, these guys are going this way. We're staying here. You get to choose which way you go. And so that will happen first. I spoke with two of their partners yesterday. They said, look, we aren't certain right now of whether this firm is going to be able to continue. It seems to change every day. But we are going to take care of our clients first, make sure their needs are met. And then if we do have to go our separate ways, we'll try to arrange soft landings for all of our employees, not just the lawyers, but also paralegals, support staff, everyone in their office.
And switching gears one last time, Kyle, you were at the Birmingham Rotary meeting today where Governor Bentley spoke. What did he share regarding his plans for 2014?
The most interesting, I mean, he gave his typical rubber chicken speech, which he doesn't do so much of an agenda setting speech as he has an agenda which has about 10 things on it, which he checks off as he goes. But the one that seemed to be new was about prison overcrowding and how we deal with drug offenders in the state. Over the weekend, we have had protests at 3 prisons in Alabama. Prisoners are putting stuff up on social media about that. Governor Bentley says that we should figure out a way to deal with drug offenders that's not just putting them in jail, but doing rehabilitation, doing job training, those sorts of things, so that, you know, we can keep those populations safe and also provide a future for people who deserve a second chance.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.